ערב ראש השונה שקיע few minutes for hours, and now we will be holding right before the Mincha Torah, right before Kabbalah, Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Hashanah Tov Shinayim. Serious day of the year, the feel of Yom Kippur is the day that would be Ezer Hashem Zerach to Kapara if we do tshuva in the right way. But when Rosh Hashanah is really the Rosh Hashanah as its namesake, the head of the year, everything follows the head. Everything is nigzar. Our whole lives our whole existence everything that's going to take place the following year is Nigzar Rosh Hashanah. How much Yisurin a person is going to have, as we mentioned in the previous version, how much happiness, how much Shmuis Toiva is good times you'll hear in his Mishpacha. How many family simchas he's going to attend? How the parnasa and the mishpacha is going to work out? His own parnasa, his own needs taken care of. Hakol, bakol, mikol, koil. Hakol nigzar b'Rosh Hashanah. Odom nidon b'Rosh Hashanah. The din, as we mentioned many times, a few times, the din is very, very strict. The din is very serious. The din is something that, if we really, really were true to ourselves, if we were honest with ourselves, if we thought, spent a few seconds thinking seriously by ourselves, without around talking and joking about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. If we sat about it, I'm talking to myself also, if we sat thinking for a few minutes of ourselves, what tomorrow night means to us as individuals and to the whole world. We're living in a world today that everything's fun and dandy. We get up, we go to Yesh, buy some vegetables, a few cucumbers and some tomatoes, and we come back to yeshiva, we make a nice salad and sprinkle some Thousand Island dressing on it, and we eat the lettuce coming out of our teeth. And Baruch Hashem, Shmuel was a delicious salad. And meanwhile, in Iran, the leader is plotting who knows to do Chas V'Shalom Lo Aleinu. And now he's doing like to do it to Chas V'Shalom, some island in the Caribbean, some island out there. From all the time, the plottings of these people and all the people around the world about that to destroy the Hashemit Chas V'Shalom. If we thought into the seriousness of what this meant to us, we'd stop in our tracks and we'd sit there dumbfounded. Zoichalim, Zeroyadim, would sit and mamish contemplate that tomorrow night, Chmona Litzlan, everything. Mi Yichyeh, Umi Yomus, Yerushalayim. Young people, old people, children, sickness, Nibar Eish, histories every year, Rahman al-Atslan, house burnt down, 3 to 4 kids were consumed in the fire, Rosh Hashanah, Nibar Seba, Nibar Eish, Umibar Mayim, people were gone, it was an Avreich a few weeks ago, was walking on the beach, one of the beach, it opened up here in Etzel, the beach opened up, he said he got swallowed in, he got pulled in, 26-year-old Avreich, Miva Mahim, he was walking along the beach, nothing, he didn't even go in the water, Miva Mahim, Oy, Miva Mahim, Shalai Lom, plagues, Chas V'Sholom, sicknesses, wars, terrorist attacks, everything of us, everything is being known to be Nigzal, this Rosh Hashanah Tov Shanah. If a person had the time, spent a few seconds, just to think, how much is at stake? How much is at stake? We'd be quite paralyzed. We wouldn't walk around joking around about who knows what. The Mol in the times of the reels, we had the Bali Musar, those who understood what Yom Hadin was, they really understood the Shchodesh Elul. They would hear the words Elul. They would faint on the spot. Elul! A Volbi tells a story that in Europe, even the Shkotzen, even the non-religious Jews, the people who weren't so from, were afraid of Elul. Elul was a word that was said and people stopped in their tracks. He tells a story, he saw it with his own eyes, that there was two Shkots and they weren't religious Jews, were fighting outside, having a little scuffle outside, and a mama, a Yiddish mama screamed out, Elul! She didn't say, I'm calling the police. She said the words Elul. They stopped. There was a feeling in the air of Elul. Today, you go to a person, you ask, what was this month? I forgot. Was it Sivan? What was this month we just went through? I don't remember the calendar. I think it was, September. Maybe I have to scream out September from now on. It's September, October's coming. Elul's not, forget about Elul. But Rosh Hashanah, that word would cause people to, Rosh Hashanah's coming. Do we feel Rosh Hashanah's coming? Do we have any feeling that Rosh Hashanah is coming near? That our lives are on the line? We're going through a judgment not knowing how what the outcome is going to come. David HaMelech was Pachad Noiva. Someone was Pachad Noiva. Even he couldn't. David HaMelech, his body changed to the feeling of the Din, the Mishpat HaMashiach. And David HaMelech, what do you have to fear? Mishpatech or Yoreisi, your Din, your Arifavei. Malachim, Yechafeizim, the Malachim, what a holy being. They have Pachad. No, we see him. We are torturership. What's the supper tonight? I'm not in the mood for potato. I'm not in the mood for potato salad. Maybe we can have some chicken salad. That's when a person's mind. If a person thought for a second he's going into the din to a judge, for a court case over $1 million. He would eat. And what did he have to lose? Some money. He has to lose a nice amount of money. For days he'd be trapped. For days he couldn't eat. His wife would sell. Bernie, what's got into you, Bernie? You haven't eaten like this. I haven't seen you like this in years. You usually come home and eat 7 hamburgers. With fries. I never see you like this, Bernie. You always put your stomach on the table and you enjoy life. I haven't seen you like this, Bernie. What's that? What's bothering you, Bern? And he doesn't even hear his wife. $1 million at stake. You know how many hamburgers $1 million could buy? Bernie doesn't hear his wife, Shirley, when she speaks to him at night for the last week, because he might come to lose $1 million. Oh, he has $7 billion in the bank! But Bernie's worried about that $1 million. A buffer, I remember a few times, and it happens with us, it's in our own lives. A guy lost 50 shekel. He'll make 7 trips around the locker and his room to look at every single, looking for any, because he might have lost 50 shekel. He's under his bed. Oh, maybe I found my shoes. He looks in the wildest places. He's looking in my mama's inside, you know, his pajama bottoms. Maybe the 50 shekel is there. He can't learn. What did he lose already? 50 shekel. 50 shekel, his mom is going crazy. He has that 50 shekel, he can't learn, he can't concentrate. And tomorrow night, it's Yom HaDin! And he's laughing it away! He could lose everything, not the 50 shekel, his life! And he's smiling. He's having a good time. Pass the iced tea. There are a few more ice cubes inside, it's a little bit warm. It's here. It's here. We have to wait. So what do we do? What do we do? Tomorrow is off to Rosh Hashanah. Look, a pillar of the Gazakh on both sides. This year we have a more to fear. Don't give him more Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Kol Shono She'en Toikin Lo B'Tchivoso, Mehiyun Lo B'Soysho. The Yetzer that we have, our weapon for Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai, is the Kol Shoyfa. The Mitzvah's Ayoyim is the Kiyah Shoyfa. That's our weapon. That's our instrument. That's our koyach. We come with the koyach of the Kiyash. Zok the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin Kol Shana Shein Toikin Lo B'Tchilasa. If we don't blow the shofar at the beginning of the year, Marian Lo B'Soifa, it's not going to be a good year. Chas V'Cholim. Rabbeinu Shulab Ulein Tkuli Alma, Gemara is predicting Chas V'Shalom. So everybody says, what's the problem, Rabbi Yisrael? You have a good chauffeur in the drawer there. What's your problem? What are you worried about? The boy said, this year, we don't even know it's Ella. We also don't know what year, what day Rosh Hashanah comes. It happens to come out this year on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we don't blow the chauffeur. We don't blow the chauffeur. What do we do with this chazal? Stating Toysvis, Baruch Hashem, we have Toysvis to be sown. The forest, the Huchas Gedoilis, Lav the Mikla B'Shabbos. The Nekrois Gedoilis, the Halchus Gedoilis says that this doesn't apply if it comes out on Shabbos. Out of the Mishyola, the Oinza, it's talking if an Oinza took place and somehow they didn't have a Shoifa and you couldn't blow the Shoifa. But if it comes out on Shabbos, we're okay. The koyach of shofar is a medicine. It's mamtik the din. It's a medicine. It's a refuah. It's a koyach to counteract the din. That the Helik and Meshach Chochma, what's the Nafkamina if I didn't blow the Shoifer? Because of Yoim, because I didn't have a Shoifer? Or because it came out on Shabbos? At the end of the day, we didn't take the medicines. Marshall says the Meshachach Lomar Dovid Doimah. To a person that has a sickness, a person needs refuah, and the doctor says you must take this medicine. So, whatever reason he didn't end up taking the medicine, whether he couldn't get the medicine, whether somebody had the medicine and got lost, he had the medicine but it got lost, but he couldn't take the medicine, he's not going to have the refuah. So, Frek the Meshachachma, what's the Nachdimina? What's the difference? If he came out on Shabbos, so what? At the end of the day, we didn't take the medicine. We don't have the antidote. We don't have the koyach. That's mamtik and stops the tzaddim. So how do we make it through a Rosh Hashanah that we don't blow the shofar? Zok the Meshech Chochma Avot. We want to add to the soil of Isaiah. We want to say al derech ha-meshechachma. But the Meshechachma says you saw it. We're barring a little bit. We're saying a little different. But al derech ha-meshechachma. Rabbi Isai, what is it that shofar is mamtik the din? How is shofar mamtik the din? What does shofar do? What's the koyach of shofar, which we have to know for the second day of Chol HaBochus, but what's the koyach of shofar? Zok de Gemara shon te zayn de bral. Gomer git khok, kvam le toikim shoyf shoyayn. What do we blow with the shoyf shoyayn? Kite she es kol achem akeda as yitzok ben Avraham. In order that I should remember for you the akeda of Yitzchok ben Avraham, u'mal ani aleichem ki lakaretem atzmchem b'fach. You know what shofar is, Rabbi Yisrael? The shofar shel ayil that we blow. Shofar shel ayil represents Akedas Yitzchok. Akedas Yitzchok. That's what shofar shel ayil represents. Shofar shel ayil, the blowing of the shofar of ayil. Zog to Gimoritz, ki lakayatem atzmachem lefonai, it's like when you blow that shofar. It's like you are oikid yourselves, like you brought yourselves up as an akedah, sitzak as akedah. You took your own bodies and brought it up. How is that? It's just a zikara. I want it to be mazbe, the pshat. The soul Solantu says, when is the Zman Hadim? So to be so, the Zman Hadim is the Shas, the Tkiya Shofar. The Tkiya Shofar is the Zman Hadim. That's the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us. That's the moment when we're going to pass before Him to the Gemara. Others say that at a time when a person, Arizal says, when a person starts to cry and he feels emotional, that's the time of the judgment. But when the soul says it's the time of judgment, it's b'shat t'kiyah. And I want to be mazda, what's the b'shat? When we blow the shofar represents a boy's side, Malchus. Blowing the shofar is the hamlocha l'Akadosh Baruch Hu. In the 10 reasons for blowing of the shofar, if I going right, one of the reasons is that we blow the shofar. That represents that we're making HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the king. He is the king, and that's the derech of people who make, inaugurate a king. The derech is to blow a shofar, blow a trumpet. to inaugurate the king. At that moment when we blow the shofar, we're inaugurating HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king. A king has the right to judge his nation. Thus many of the Sfarim write this, that the mice of the shofar is a tefillah of a din. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, judge us! Damn us. We want you to judge every single one of us. The question is, are we crazy? Are we nuts? Are we out of our minds? You're asking to be judged? Bishleimah, if you have to be judged. Bishleimah, if it's against your will. You're asking, you're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, judge us? You toivei adin? Are you crazy? You know what adin means? Hashem's going to scrutinize every our act. Are we right? We know who we are. Are we crazy? The answer is, the reason why we're asking for judgment is we have one desire and one desire to chal. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu this day to be king. We don't care what the repercussions are going to be. We don't care if that means that by asking you to be an imam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king, it means that we're going to have to be judged. We want one thing. Malchus Hashem. We want Hashem on this day of the creation of the new year that He should be king. That's what we want, and that's what we're talking about. Or it means that we're putting ourselves through the greatest scrutinization that's possible. We're putting ourselves in the biggest level of Sakhara Shayyat. We're going to pass upon Hashem, He's going to scrutinize the Lord, even deciding with deserving us. Are we crazy? The Teretz is, we're ready to give up everything we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're ready as His nation to, if it means to be judged, if it means to put ourselves on the line, we're ready to do that in order that He should be king. Because the king has to judge. And we're ready to put ourselves out on the line for that. We're ready to make an Akedah Yitzchak on ourselves for the purpose that He should be king. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that. That's Mahapich. Zakt Chazal, when we blow the shofar, it's Mahapich, the Din L'Rachamim. This is my nation. They're ready to put themselves on the line. They're ready to take themselves and ready to be judged. And ready to be, can just say that, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know who we are, we know that what we're deserving of. But for you to be king, we're putting it all on the line. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down at that. That's an Akedah Yitzchak. Each and every one of us are doing an Akedah Yitzchak before. He la'akadat him atzlechem before, says the Gemara. Each and every one of us are doing an Akedah Yitzchak. Klal Yisrael is being mamshich. To the heart of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok, Akedas Yitzchok, Piracham and Tiskol. It's each and every one of them are ready for it. It's Mahapich the Din L'Racham. It's Mahapich the Din L'Racham. Because Bo looks down on his nation with such pride. That's what they're ready to go for me. That's Mahapich the Din L'Racham. That's how the koyach of tkiyashah. We know the power of what shofar means. We know how much it means. It's our call from the Siris Nefesh that we're ready to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's its power! That's what brings the rachamim! With Shabbos, no one's blowing shofar. What happens? It's up to the Shechachma, the realization that Klal Yisrael knows how much they have in that Tkiyas Shofar, the weapon that they have, the Tshuva that they have, the medicine that they have. and they're willing not to take it because of the Rabbanon, because of the Zeira Shema, maybe the Machal of Shabbos. Isn't that the Mesiras Nefesh? It's the same statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're ready to not take our medicine because we don't want to be oiv on a Shabbos. It's the same core of Mesiras Nefesh of the Meshavah. That's why if it comes out on Shabbos, there's no nafkamina. It's the same core of Mesiras Nefesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're ready to give all up on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For you! We're putting ourselves out on everything. And that's Mahapech Dibimurach. That's what it's all about, Rabbi Sal. Rosh Hashanah, we're not holding by it. We know what we are. But are we ready to tell the world, we're ready to give it all up on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what it's all about. When the sign of Turkey is Kedush Tayoim, everybody knows, are still familiar with the story of the Pizmon and the sign of Turkey of Oisai. Everybody gets excited. It was made up, put together by a Yid, Rav Amnoi, 1,000 years ago, when he was called in by the bishop. He was called in by the bishop. And the bishop suggested to him and tried to force him to accept, to give up his Yiddishkeit. And Rav Amnon said, I want to think about it for 3 days. And 3 days later he came back and Rav Amnon said, what am I crazy? For even saying those words that I'm going to think about giving up my religion. And he came back and the bishop said, Lou, what do you have? What's your answer? And he said, the tongue that told you that I would think about giving up my religion, giving up my B'nai Shalom Elam, should be cut out. And the bishop said, no, not the tongue, but the leg that didn't come to me. And he cut limb from limb, hands and legs. And Raman was a paraplegic. He had nothing, no limbs, just a body. They brought him on a stretcher. He was asked to be brought to the shul on Rosh Hashanah. And with that body, that mutilated body, he came in front of the Aron Kodesh. And before Kiddush, he said, stop! I want to introduce a new tefillah, the son of Tayyip. Kiddush HaSayyoyim. What does Mesiras Nefesh mean, nobody said, in our lives? Without holding, maybe. Yet, we're giving it all up, Rabbi Sai. Halavai, the person should come to that darga. But there are things in our life that we can't give up. The Gashmi is the things that read my mind from my Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's also a mysterious nefesh there. The things that we know that cause the Kodesh Baruch Hu anger. The things that we know that we can be doing better, and it's in our ability. But it's hard. It's difficult. It's something that I'm used to. For me to give it up, that's Mesiras Nefesh. But Rosh Hashanah is a day when we dedicate our lives to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, or better said, rededicate. And we say we're ready to give it up. We're ready to give up the laziness. We're ready to give up the stupidities that we're icing in. The music that we need to get rid of that's poisoning us. We're ready to give it up even though it's hard. Because we realize that Kodesh Baruch, we want to be shaykh to you. And for some, I won't say it's mamish and I can't. It's difficult. It's very difficult. But that's what it's about, Rabbi Sam. Mesiras Nefesh. Dedicating and rededicating our lives in all its facets to the service of Kodesh Baruch Hu. My time is, and it's difficult, it's hard. Those movies and those things that I got accustomed to and I got a liking to. It's to give it up. Yitzchak was ready to give up everything. And through the generations, we had people that were ready to give up. Rabbi Amnon came to the Saratoykev, and out of Zevon, he gave it up. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. According to the Meshech Chochmah, this is our tool. This is our koyach. This is what the shofar means. And this is what we mean when we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. It means we're ready to go all out, whatever it takes, to dedicate our lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avodah, to be His banim, to be under His kingdom, to mekabel the malchus shamayim, Rabbi Yisrael. Kabbalah's omach shamayim, you must be putting your hand over your head and say, Shema Yisrael. It means to mekabel on yourselves, to oil malchus shamayim, which means becoming avdei Hashem and giving up our idiosyncrasies and all the things that cause us not to be avdei Hashem. That's our schus, and that's our koyach, even when it comes out on Shabbos, because it is so chibah. And through the generations of Yisrael, through the generations, the Yidden, no matter how far they went, were ready to give up. I think I saw told this story last year, Rosh Hashanah. There was a Yidden that lived in Russia. The time of Tsar Nikolai II. And the Yidden over there had heard about the Gzeira of the Russians then. But the Russians had decreed upon all the Yidden and everybody that they're going to inscript all the kids, all the children, everybody that's in the neighborhood to the army of Nikolai. And obviously the Jewish mothers and the parents were frightened to bits. Obviously, the tilum came out, the tears and the bakoshes were abundant, knowing that a boy or a kid that went into this Nikolai army, his Yiddishkeit was finished. It was over. And the story goes that there was a kid by the name of Moshele, that his mother, being so afraid, they were trying to design a plan where he's going to hide, to hide him out, that he shouldn't be caught, as the army searched from house to house to find these Yiddish kinder, to bring them into the army, to shmad them up. And this child, looking around, finally found an idea. He hid himself in a barrel at the top of the steps. Very inconspicuous, no one could know. When the army, coming from door to door, finally banged on the door, and the mother's heart fell as she heard the boots and the noise of the two army soldiers that entered her house. And as they went from room to room, the bakosh in her heart was tremendous. They searched, they went upstairs, and they were looking and looking, and nothing to be found, Baruch Hashem. And on the way down Nebuch, they tripped, and they banged into this barrel, and the barrel came trundling down the steps, and it cracked open. And there was little Moshele. Little Moshele, who had learned Aleph Beis. Little Moshele who started to learn Chumash. Little Moshele with those twindling pays, was pulled by force away from the screaming mother into the army of Nikolai. And then slowly and slowly they worked on not only destroying, you know, the Yiddish guide and bringing them away, giving tarfis and beating them for any religious act they tried to do. And as they were going, the Russian army with their animalistic type of soldiers influenced every single child, Kemat, that not only did they not keep Yiddishkeit anymore, they forgot Kemat Aleph Beis. They forgot it all. And this Moshele came back after many years as an older man, after being and all the time there's no such thing as a 4-year sentence in the army. You would be there for 25, 30 years, maybe longer. And finally, at one point in his time, he had come back, and he ended up with a bunch of his soldiers, and they came into the shul of Yitzchak Chonzbek, the Rav of Kovna, the Gadol HaDor. And they came in without any yarmulkes. They just walked into the shul with soldiers, as soldiers, coming into the Beis Medrash, and they see Rav Yitzchak Elchanan with his hadras ponim, and they come over to approach him. "Are you the rabbi here?" asked the soldier. And everybody's afraid. Who knows what these soldiers want? And all of a sudden, out of the mouth of the soldier comes the statement, "I'm a Jew. Ich bin a Yid, I'm a Jew." Everybody calmed down. Who knows these armies, what they could do? Karuli Meishali, they called me Meishala. Congregants, the Mispalim, looked at him. We saw on him not just a soldier, but the picture of a Jewish man, an older man, who was abused. Tears fell from his eyes as he heard the people continue their learning. And Moshe said, "I don't know how to daven. One time I knew how to daven. But Rebbe, let me come, let me pass in front of the teva. I have something in my heart. I have something burning inside I want to let out." Everybody quieted down. Eli Kakov Nehov, Yitzchak Chonin, did a notion with his hand. Moshe came before the teva. Many, many years have passed since he's seen a shul. He probably never davened before the teva because he was taken away as a small boy. What's he going to ask for? So there, the Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, what does every Jew ask from you? What is usually the tefillah of every Yid? Bonai, Chayim Zoyne, children, a family, life, sustenance. Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't have too much to ask for you. Bonim, too old for that. A life, most of my life is pretty much gone. What life that I really have. Sustenance. I'm in the army. Whatever sustenance is there, the army. What else can I ask for, Rabbi Shlomo? What else? One thing. Skadel. Iskadesh. Your name should be great. This world. He had no life, no family. What did this kid want? So many years. The Nefesh Yehudi wanted one thing. He's Gadol, he's Gadol Shmei. Oh, you're the king. I want you to be king. I don't care about my life. It was you, HaKadosh Baruch. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. The place can daven, should we daven for ourselves? Should we daven? Most person holds better not to Rosh Hashanah, daven for ourselves. You're allowed to. But that's not what it's about, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is about Tiskadol, Tiskadol, Shmei Rabo. About the Malchus of Hashem. About our rededication and rededication to Him. That we're His Avodim. That we're His people. That we're not going to forget ourselves. No matter how much the goyim try to pull us away. No matter how much studios that's out there that are trying to take us away. to teach us, to give us these propagandas and these public, and they're trying to infuse in us shtusim v'avolim. They're trying to make us to forget the truth that the Rambam says. Tikiya shayfer remes yesh boy uru yisheri mishinatzchem. Eilu ashechem ha'emes ba'av le'azman. They're trying to make us forget the truth. We're not going to forget. On Rosh Hashanah, we're going to stand up and rededicate our lives to Hashem. We're going to stand proud and scream out, Hashem melech, Hashem olach, Hashem imlech, ve'yofat. That's what we're going to do on Rosh Hashanah. When the whole world is being judged, and Tommy's on his motorcycle, he's also being judged for what's he doing right now, seeing how fast he can ride his motorcycle and get to a bar with his cheap cologne and drink 50 beers. That's what he's doing on Rosh Hashanah night and Rosh Hashanah day. And we're standing here hours in tefillah screaming, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Melech, rededicating ourselves to the Helik of the Bain Shema. That's what it's about. As a klal and as a prat. As the nation of Klal Yisrael stands and dedicates and rededicates us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each individual in their own lives rededicates. Thinks about how in his life, how all the things that I have, the shtusim, that's difficult to give up. But he says, I don't need this anymore. I'm an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm there to do His works. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. With that koyach, even though we're doing Brumbi, we're doing it out loud with the shofar, with the feeling, but the inner feeling, the inner desire, the real, real Kabbalah, deep inside. And it could be on something small, but it's a real Kabbalah. That this year, I'm going to give up something. I'm going to be Moshe Nefesh. In some way. In some form. I'm going to give up some of my shtuyas. The English music. The Deutsche music that's poisoning me. The movies. The other things. Whatever it is, each individual knows themselves where he needs to rededicate his life. With that, we stand in din, being oiked ourselves as an akeda, befun off. And that's our source that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down, b'rachamim. The akeda has Yitzchok ha'oim, b'rachamim tizkor. Hashem will look down, b'rachamim on us. Look how he's found that we need so much Yeshuas. Look down, b'rachamim. And it will be a year, a beautiful year for Klal Yisrael b'chlal, and for each of us b'prat. It'll be a year, Be'ez Hashem, that we have Yeshuas, that we have Hatzlachas, that we have everything that we need, Be'ez Hashem. Eksiva v'chasim v'toiva. It'll be a year, Be'ez Hashem, that we're zoicha, to be yitoka b'shefen goto, to see Mashiach Tzitkenu.